Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who is today winging through the sky, searching for Poco's space shell, unaware that it has carried Jimmy Olsen and the little rhymester thousands of miles away. We'll learn more about it in a moment. But right now, Dan McCullough wants to give you a friendly tip.
Say, gang, did you ever notice how a really good breakfast seems to help you start the day feeling swell? Well, that's just what's likely to happen when you treat yourself to a big bowl full of super delicious Kellogg's Pep for breakfast, served up with plenty of milk and your favorite fruit. You know, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes taste so doggone good that you'll probably be right back for a second helping after you finish the first. And that's a good idea, by the way, because Pep, mighty good for you, as well as grand tasting. But that's only half the story. There's an exciting prize right inside every single Pep package. It's a colored cardboard plane model that's mighty easy to put together. Now, there are 14 different models you can get all together. And every model has a list of valuable pointers about that particular plane printed right.
Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny to get any of these grand models, not even a box stop. There's a plane inside every single Pep package. So be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman.
When Jimmy Olsen and Poco crashed in Poco's space shell near the North Pole, they were condemned to die by Nazi soldiers who had established a mysterious garrison there. Trailing his friends, Superman arrived at Iceland, where he was forced to postpone his search while he tracked down a new enemy menace, icebergs filled with explosives which were drifting into our North Atlantic convoy lanes. Observing that the icebergs were coming from the north, the Man of Steel streaked away to find their source, unaware that Jimmy and Poco and their Eskimo friends, Utak and Nulia, have just been recaptured by the Nazis after a desperate attempt to escape. As we continue now, Jimmy and Poco, numb with cold, have been brought before Colonel von Gerson in the latter's office.
So, my stupid American friends, you thought you could escape.
Go ahead and laugh. But if Utak hadn't been shot in the leg when he and I were getting Poco over the wall...
I'm to blame.
Convoys. As we continue now, in one of the igloos within the snow-walled compound of the German garrison, Jimmy and his Eskimo friend Utak see a Nazi corporal coming to escort them to their execution. While Poco, exhausted, lies asleep on the snow couch, Jimmy and Utak resolve on a desperate plan. Listen.
Now hear me, Jim Olsen. We must lure the evil Cabrini into the igloo. Out of sight of the other evil one.
Well, how are we going to do that, Utak?
Moana, I do not know. But we must think quickly.
Gosh, I... Look, if we act scared, if we say we won't come out...
Naka, he will call others to help.
Well, maybe not. He's got a gun and he knows we haven't.
Come out, Eskimo, and the two Americanos.
Should I try it, Utak?
Hey, it is too late to do anything else.
Come out, I say.
Okay, here goes. But what do you want?
I want you. Your time has come.
You mean you're going to shoot us?
Oh, no. I wish to give you the fearless Iron Cross for bravery.
Oh, friend Jim?
Be quiet, Poco.
But what is...
Quiet, I said.
Come out quickly or it will go the west with all of you.
And nothing doing. You said before you were going to shoot us when the sun goes down, and it's going down now.
Oh, dear. I feared it.
Silence, Batman.
Will you come out or must I come in to kick you out like scared dogs?
We do not wish to die.
That's right. We didn't do anything.
Then I will come in for you.
Good. He crawls in. I will throw myself on him. You, Jim Olsen, seize his gun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jim, my friend, this is the end.
Will you pipe down, Poco?
Oh, this I will kick you every step of the way to the firing spot.
Now, Jim Olsen, now! Do not fire the gun, or I will strangle you! Jim Olsen, his gun!
I did what I could. Now he'll be good.
Oh, attaboy, Poco. You threw a strike with that pot.
Hey, that one did well. Now, I have the German shot. Come, let us go.
Hey, wait. We just can't walk out of here. The others will see us.
Of course they will. We'd better lie still.
Oh, we can't do that either.
Corporal was supposed to bring us to the firing squad. When he doesn't show up, they'll all come over here.
If only we could reach the far igloo, where my sister Lilia is. And then the dog said just beyond.
Wish for the moon. You'll get it as soon.
I have the...
One gun against all of theirs. Wait. I know. Utak, you're about the same size as this Nazi. Get his uniform jacket and hat on.
Superman.
Hurry up. Get that jacket and hat on. Then you can march Poco and me out of here, as if you're taking us to the firing squad.
Hey, you have a wise head, Jim Olsen.
If all is planned and dangerous, too, they're sure to see us, and then we'll be through.
Well, we're through anyhow, aren't we?
Why, yes, I must confess.
Well, and what can we lose? Hurry up, Utak.
One moment. I'm as blind as Tebow once.
Yeah.
Oh.
You better gag him, too, in case he comes to before we're away.
Hey.
Wait, I'll help you.
Oh, hurry, worry, worry, hurry.
That's right. Stick his sweater in his mouth. There. That's it.
Come on now. You, fat one. Crawl out first.
I like this knot. I'm sure we'll be shot.
Now you, Jim Olsen.
Okay. Oh, wait, Utak. Put that fur collar up around your face.
Hey, let us go quickly.
Well, so far so good. Now, where did you say your sister was?
At the last igloo on this side of the snow wall.
Okay. Come on, Poco. Walk behind us with the gun, Utak.
My head goes round and my pulse is pound.
Those Germans are looking right at us.
Let us walk faster.
Malcolm. Walk as you do, lest they suspect.
Yeah. Utak's right, Poco. My feet sure want to run. Utak, look. That igloo to our right. Someone's at the entrance, watching us.
I see him, too. Now what do we do?
Have no fear. It's one of the old ones. And the evil Germans have imprisoned. All these igloos were built as jails for my people.
Oh.
We approach the igloo now where Julia is.
That one just ahead?
Hey, I will call her. And she will march with you if I take her off.
You and your sister and these two Americans will die.
What?
Oh, sorrow. Oh, oh.
Naka, we did nothing.
You hit the Americans.
Naka.
Fired with them to escape.
They did not. And listen, you can't do anything to us.
Take them to the sledge, Corporal.
You're all there, Colonel. Come.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
I said come.
It is no fun to argue with a gun.
No, I... Okay. Take that pistol out of my ribs. I've got to get out of this sleeping bag, don't I?
Oxnell, you too, Fat One.
Oh, hurry, worry, worry, hurry.
Call through the entrance.
Gee, Utak, I'm sorry we got you into this mess.
Sooner or later it would have come, Kabluna. I could no longer tolerate living as a slave.
Take them to the sleds, Corporal. I will be out as soon as I've had some tea.
Ja, Herr Colonel. Call through the entrance, I said.
Okay, okay. Come on, Poco.
This is truly sad, my friend. To come so far to such an end.
Crawling out of the igloo, Jimmy, Poco, and the two Eskimos are placed on the dog sleds and driven away. And meanwhile, having searched all night for the space shell over dark wastes of land and ocean, Superman has returned to the Daily Planet, where once more in the garb and guise of Clark Kent, he has just entered Editor Perry White's office, where he finds Miss Backrack, White's secretary.
Mr. Kent, we've been looking all over for you.
Oh, I've been busy. Any word from Jim Olsen and Poco?
Well, no.
Oh, where's Mr. White and Miss Lane?
They went over to Coast Guard headquarters. There was a report of the space shell.
There was? Who saw it and where? When?
The Coast Guard cut a Cartwright saw it yesterday.
Where?
Up north somewhere, over the ocean.
Where up north? I've just come from there.
You what?
Never mind. Think, Miss Backrack. Where did the Cartwright see that space shell? Or don't you know?
Of course I know. I took the message from the Coast Guard myself.
Well?
It was in the North Atlantic, about 400 miles above Iceland.
Iceland?
Oh, Mr. Kent, when I think of poor Jimmy and Poco in that space shell...
Well, we're not sure they're in it.
Yes, we are. The captain of the cutter saw them.
What? Are you sure?
Yes. He said there were two people. One of them, a short, fat man, in the shell.
That's Poco. Oh, gee, and I kept hoping he and Jim went in that shell if they'd turn up here safe. Look, Miss Backrack, which way did the Coast Guard captain say the space shell was headed?
He didn't say.
He didn't? Well, I'll find out.
Well, you can't. All the Coast Guard stations have been trying for hours to contact the Cartwright.
Yes?
But they can't contact her. They're afraid something's happened to her.
What? Great Scott.
Startled, Clark Kent stares at Miss Backrack. We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, let's hear from our good friend.
Say, gang, do you know how many British planes have Rolls-Royce engines? Well, I'm not too sure myself, but I do know that...
Stephen, I believe...
Lois!
They're sinking down out of sight. Superman and the octopus.
fighting each other and sinking further into the depths.
They're not sinking down. The octopus is dragging Superman down, dragging him down into his den.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid that's what's happening, Perry. It looks as if your friend Superman has met more than his match at last in a monster of the ocean depths.
No, I can't believe it. He was still fighting. I could see that. Fighting courageously. Perhaps he'll win through after all.
What was that?
Nicodemus calling us by phone from the other compression chamber. Yes, Nicodemus?
Trouble.
What?
We've got trouble.
Don't I know it? We've been watching that fight going on out there between Superman and the giant octopus.
I don't mean that. We've sprung a leak.
With what?
According to the gauges there, we've sprung a leak.
What is it, Leander?
Wait a minute, Perry. Nicodemus, what you say is impossible. The motor depth submarine in bathysphere will withstand pressure to 3 miles below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean or any ocean.
It isn't the pressure alone, Doc. It's that octopus. The crushing power of those tentacles must have weakened one of our plates. Water is pouring into the sub outside these compression chambers, and, well, take a look at your gauge.
The gauge? The gauge? Oh, yes, Nicodemus. We can't see the gauge in here. The lights are out.
Well, my gauge reading is almost 2 miles below the surface, and we're sinking all the time.
Leander, what is it? In the name of heaven, man.
Oh, we're in a bad way, Perry, Miss Lane.
Doctor, what is it?
You might as well know the truth. We're finished. The submarine has sprung a leak, and we're descending fast.
Sprung a leak?
What do you mean?
Why, that means...
Well, it means a number of things. We may sink below to the 3 mile limit and be crushed like an eggshell by the...
In North Atlantic. He is talking to Vice Admiral Edward Martin outside an airplane hangar. A large iceberg looms on the snowy ground beside them.
So, our hunch was right, Superman. These icebergs are the Nazis' new secret weapon.
Yes, Admiral. I saw and smashed about a dozen of these in the sea. They were all like this sample I brought you. A great charge of explosive inside the ice, and then this trailing mechanism.
Which attracts the iceberg to a ship.
That's right.
This is the most fiendish thing I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. And what's
I can
more?
See how they drill holes in the ice and set the TNT charges in them, but where do these icebergs come from?
Well, they seem to come from the north. I didn't take time to try to trace their source. I wanted to make sure there weren't any left in our convoy lane.
They come from the north, you say?
That's what I think. It's my hunch that the Nazis, or Japs, whichever they are exploding the frozen sea. Then setting their death traps in the icebergs and letting them float down here into our convoy lane.
Superman, we've got to find a source and smash it. You saved one great convoy tonight, but we've got others coming through. Ships with wounded men. They're returning through these waters to America.
Well, I'm going to take care of that right now, Admiral.
I'll send planes to help you. Storm's letting up.
Good. Suppose you let your planes hunt for the icebergs that are drifting down here all the time. And if they'll attend to that, I'll trail them to their source.
Well, you'll have to go pretty far north before you come to frozen sea.
I'll go all the way to the North Pole if necessary. I want to finish this job tonight. And then see if I can find Jimmy Olsen and Poco. Though I may be too late for them. Well, so long, Admiral.
Goodbye. And, by the way, Superman.
Yes?
What happened to Clark Kent? I haven't been able to find him.
Oh, Kent's all right. I'll be seeing you.
Good luck, Superman.
Up! Up! And away!
Leaping from the snowy turf like some great red and blue bird, the Man of Steel heads north over the stormy Atlantic, unaware that the strange chain of circumstances he follows holds a startling climax for him and for Jimmy Olsen and Poco, who at this moment are only a scant breath from eternity. There are surprises and thrills ahead, so don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow... The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through